Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Caving to financial threats from the Florida Department of Education, Hillsborough schools will now start the school year with only 1 week of virtual classes before transitioning to in-person instruction for students whose parents want them to come back that soon. In an announcement on Twitter this afternoon, Hillsborough Schools Superintendent Addison Davis said the district's previous policy of 4 weeks with no in-person instruction was an informed decision substantiated after hearing from local public health authorities. But now many school faculty and staff will be forced to return to in-person classes on August 31st after just 1 week of virtual school despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. A schedule is set for mediation in a lawsuit over a Florida order requiring schools to start in-person classes this month. The state is demanding that all schools open or face financial consequences. Ron Meyer is the attorney for the Florida Education Association, a statewide teachers union. During a court hearing today, he told the judge he believes reopening will lead to bad results. The FEA wants the state to allow school districts to decide what day to open. The judge will hear a motion to dismiss the case tomorrow. If he does not dismiss, he has ordered both sides to finish mediating by midnight next Tuesday. A potential injunction hearing is scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday if no agreement can be made. Meanwhile, in Bradenton, a high school principal says several employees are quarantining for 14 days after being exposed to the coronavirus on campus. The Palmetto High principal emailed families of students that officials were alerted to the confirmed case yesterday. Florida added another 149 COVID-19 deaths in the last day and more than 6,000 positive coronavirus cases. More than 9,000 Floridians have died. More than 600 COVID-19 patients were admitted into hospitals in the last day. A prominent anti-racism protester was hospitalized last night after she was arrested by Tampa police. In a press release, police say they charged Jay Passmore with battery and with resisting arrest without violence. In a video posted to Instagram, witnesses yell at police to stop kneeling on Passmore, who is on the ground. Desiree Lynn has attended many of the recent demonstrations against police violence and racism to provide medical assistance to protesters. That street medic Desiree Lynn. Tampa police say Passmore was arrested for shoving a pro-police protester in the back. You can watch videos at WMNF.org. In June, Passmore was struck and injured by a vehicle while she was demonstrating. The driver has not been charged. Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide mask mandate, citing health experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives over the next 3 months. Biden and vice presidential running mate Senator Kamala Harris spoke today after being briefed by public health and economic experts on the coronavirus pandemic. 55,000 Floridians filed for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department said the number of laid-off American workers applying for unemployment aid last week was 963,000. The hurricane season's 10th named storm, Tropical Storm Josephine, formed this morning in the central Atlantic. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says the storm is forecast to strengthen briefly, but it likely won't be a threat to the United States. Huffman says Josephine is the earliest recorded 10th named tropical storm. The previous record was Tropical Storm Jose, which formed on August 22, 2005. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Overnight, low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.